Monday afternoon, members of Elliott Lake's Public Services Committee will look at adding a recycling bin for electronics waste at the city's landfill. That would involve the city signing an agreement with the Electronic Products Recycling Association, EPRA, giving the company exclusive rights at the dump for the collection and recycling of electronic waste. Currently, electronic waste and recycling in Elliott Lake are being provided by a private business owner, where residents have been dropping off their electronic waste for proper disposal, Director of Public Works Daryl Halleck wrote in a report. This situation has some shortcomings and residents will be better served with the city offering this service as well. With another municipal option, we believe the amount of electronics being properly disposed of will increase and further prevent e-waste from taking up space in the city landfill, potentially contaminating local waterways. Halleck added that a sea container, supplied by EPRA, would be located at the landfill before the weighscale, allowing residents to dispose of electronics during landfill hours. Halleck also notes in the report that the EPRA providing the city with a collection bin at no charge, an online tracking system for reporting and tracking shipments, timely pickup service payment to the city at $150 per ton. Meanwhile, the city is expected to perform the following: collection and provision of e-waste to EPRA use, equipment and supplies provided by EPRA only for EPRA e-waste intended purposes and in an efficient manner, provide signage and at the collection site reminding residents to secure their own privacy and wipe the data drives clean prior to drop-off, provide safe and timely access to the EPRA transporters for pickup of materials, work exclusively with EPRA for the safe secure recycling of the materials outlined while the contract is in effect. The purchase of signage and advertisement will be offset by the money paid to the city by EPRA, estimated at around $3,000 annually. 20 tons per year at $150 per ton. The Public Services Committee virtual meeting will be live-streamed on the city's website at 6:30 p.m.